The Bible says the Word was made flesh. In the Old Testament, it was only the Word, the written Word, the law. But when Jesus came, the Word was made flesh. That law of God, the Word of God, was manifest in a human body. And that is being a witness. Jesus said, I came to bear witness about the Father. If you have seen me, he said, you have seen the Father. That to me is one of the greatest words that exemplifies what it means to be a witness. Jesus came as a witness to the Father, and he could say at the end of his life in John 14, if you have seen me, you have seen the Father, Philip. Because Philip said, just show us the Father. He said, well, Philip, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. He's exactly like me. Did you see me washing your feet just now? That's the Father. That's the humility of the Father. God is like that. One day when you see God, you'll find he's a very, very humble person. You'll discover that. That God is an extremely humble person. Because I see that in Jesus. And he said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. You'll find he's extremely compassionate. Think of Jesus forgave that woman caught in adultery. God is like that. You'll find he's extremely against people who make money in the name of religion. You saw Jesus whipping the money changers out of the temple. That's God. God hates it. I believe that's why he hates thousands of preachers in Christendom today. Because they're making money in the name of the gospel. That's God. If you want to know the real God, look at Jesus Christ. And after saying in John 14, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father, after his resurrection, you know what he did? Turn to John chapter 20. John 20, this is the resurrection, the first time, verse 19, in the evening of the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood in the midst of them and said, peace be with you. And then he said, again, verse 21, peace be with you. Now listen to this. This is our commission. As the Father has sent me, I send you. Think of that. As the Father sent Jesus, he has sent you and me into the world. You in your small corner and I in mine. You to be a witness to the few people whom you know, whom nobody else knows. I to be a witness to the few people whom I know, whom nobody else here knows. And what must I show them? How did Jesus come? How was he a witness for the Father? He could say at the end of his life, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. And I should be able to say, if you've seen me, you've seen what Jesus was like, a little bit of it anyway. If you heard me speak, even in ordinary conversation, you'll get a little idea of how Jesus would speak. If you see the way if you could come and see my financial transactions into my private life and see how I handle money, you'd get an idea of how Jesus handled money. If you could come and see my thought life, you'd get a little idea of the type of thoughts Jesus used to think. Do you know the challenge of as the Father sent me, so send I you? It's a wonderful thing. To me, it's a tremendous privilege to be a representative of Jesus Christ. Think of the people who long to be the ambassador of the United States of America in some country. In Great Britain or China or Germany or somewhere. How proud they are. I am representing that big country. I am an ambassador of Jesus Christ. It's far greater than Kingdom of God is far greater than any earthly country. What an honor to be able to manifest the Spirit of Christ. As the Father sent me, so send I you. And the Lord says, my brothers and sisters. He calls them brothers, by the way. Verse 17. Go and tell my brothers. He calls you his brother and sister and says, I want you to go into the world and tell them, if you've seen me, you've seen what Jesus is like. How many of you want to take that challenge? You probably never heard it like that before, but you can hear it now. You say, boy, that's impossible. I mean, if you said it's difficult, you're not yet ready. But if you say it's impossible, then you're probably ready for this. When you know, the moment you say it's difficult, you try. Like Abraham, and you produce an Ishmael, God says no. When you come to impossible, then you're ready for it. Lord, it is impossible for me to be able to say to people, if you've seen me, you've seen Jesus. A little bit, not completely. If you've heard me speak, you've seen a little bit of how Jesus would speak. Imagine if you could say that to your wife, or your husband, or the people in your place of work. Has it been like that till now? No? Well, then there's a need for repentance. Repentance is the first step. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. Remember on the day of Pentecost, Peter got up and said, repent, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. That's exactly what he said in Acts chapter 2. And here, when these people heard this, as the Father sent me, you send us, Lord. How can we ever do that? And see what he did next. Just see what he did next. The very next verse. Verse 22. He breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. That's how it's going to be done. You see the connection. The whole purpose of the Holy Spirit was to enable us to go forth exactly like Jesus came into the world to represent the Father, that I go forth and represent Jesus Christ.